Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are going to go now to the Holland Capitas fan hotline and talk to our good friend and Penguins insider, Bob Grove. Bob, thanks for joining me tonight. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, Paul. Hope you are too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but of all the games that go on, and I know a lot of people love Penguins-Flyers games, my favorite, Bob, are Penguins versus the Capitals. And I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with the two stars that go against each other. I just love watching those two. But there's a lot of really good players on the ice when these two teams play against each other, isn't there?
No, absolutely. I mean, you just think, you know, in the last 5 years, what, the Penguins have won a couple of titles and the Capitals have won one. So, yeah, you've got a lot of terrific players with a rich history of a rivalry between them. And, yeah, when you add all these the stars that are in these games, it makes it always very engaging to watch, that's for sure.
Now, the Penguins have gotten the better, you know, of the play. I think they're, what, 3-1 against the Capitals this year, so... Halfway through, you know, they play each other 8 times. So halfway through, the Penguins have gotten the better of it. What have they done well, Bob, in these Capitals games?
Well, I think if you go back to the first couple of games of the series, it was the typical thing that the Penguins were doing at that time, which was finding a way to come from behind, right? So, you know, for the Penguins, it's just been the way they've stuck to it. I mean, they got behind in the last game against the Capitals and never – No, you know, they had never really recovered whatsoever. But, you know, I think in the other game was one of the games where they got more out of the Crosby line than they had in some of the previous games. So it's just been a little bit of everything. But, you know, the Penguins have, let's face it, the Penguins have a history of beating the Capitals, no matter how good the Capitals are. I mean, really, when you look at this rivalry, the Penguins have had the better of it. I don't think there's any one thing that stands out for me in the previous games, although the Capitals did get a point in each of the first couple of losses they had to Pittsburgh. And remember, that's important, Paul, because, you know, winning games in regulation right now has never been more important than it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously getting the 2 points and preventing the other team from getting a point is a huge thing for them. In terms of, you know, you're playing all in division games and things of the such. You know, it's interesting. It's a little bit of a contrast in styles in that one team is kind of big and physical and the other team is a little smaller and fast. I don't know. In this, it's kind of whichever team dictates the game, right, is probably going to win.
Yeah, I mean, the Capitals are a heavier team. There's no question about that. And there are times when they get their forecheck going that they've given the Penguins a lot of problems. And the Penguins would rather, obviously, try to beat them with their speed. And it's an interesting matchup. The other piece of the matchup that is always fun to watch for me is the goaltending. Because, you know, there's been a lot of emphasis right now, obviously, on how Jarry has played. But the Capitals... you know, they're going with Vanacek again. Samsonov's not yet back, playing in the AHL at the moment. Craig Anderson's the backup. So the Penguins have an edge in goal. Jarry playing tonight against Vanacek. That's been a pretty good matchup so far for the Penguins. That's something to watch. And the other piece of it, when you talk about the styles,
would be this for me, Paul, to watch tonight, the special teams, especially the power play. Look, the Caps are tied for first in the NHL on their power play. It's clicking at 33.3%. And if you look back to the last game they lost to the Capitals, they spent half of the second period shorthanded. And the Capitals didn't get any power play goals in that game. But just the Penguins having to play that long shorthanded killed them. And so this will be something to watch tonight. The Penguins have been really, over the last couple of years, sensational against the Washington power play and specifically against Ovechkin. But, that just can't continue forever. You don't think that it will, especially with the Penguins' penalty kill as lowly rated as it is. So that's something for me to watch tonight, the special teams on both sides of it.
Well, and I think that, you mentioned the goalie situation. Obviously, the Penguins' goalie situation has seemingly started to even itself out, right? I mean, we're starting to see Tristan Jarry show why Jim Rutherford had the faith in him and was able to, feel confident letting Matt Murray go.
Yeah, he's been a different goalie the last four games, and even for me, more specifically, the last three. He's just been terrific. He's been sharp right from the start, and that's the thing that I've noticed about him is it's not like he's playing okay and then maybe coming up with some good saves later. Unfortunately, the Penguins have allowed him to be tested a lot in the first period of games, and I could tell right from the start of these last few games that he was on it. I mean, he was out in his crease, and he was anticipating plays. He was really controlling his rebounds so much better, making every save he was supposed to save. So this is the way he played whenever he got really hot last season and took a number of starts in a row from Murray. So it's just a huge sign for the Penguins.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obviously a key to everything they're doing is just trying to get that area settled down. It's kind of interesting when you watch these two teams play, Bob. I'm assuming we're going to see Ovechkin versus Crosby for a number more years, but then again, they're both getting up there. I was surprised. 1,000 games for one, and the other guy has, 730 goals. These two guys have played a lot of hockey, haven't they?
Oh, no, they absolutely have. And, for Sid, it's been a little longer than it should have been coming, right? You know, he's missed 199 games with injuries in his career, which is a complete opposite of Ovechkin, who's, he's only missed a handful of games in his entire career. In fact, he's been probably suspended more times by the league, or about the same number of games by the league that he's missed through to injury. And that's saying something about him, because you know how physical he is. And to be able to play like that and not get hurt has been something. So it's always fun to watch these two. Sid almost always plays well against the Capitals. And, Ovechkin right now is in a slump against Pittsburgh. He's only got one goal in his last nine games against them. And he's not been productive on the power play against the Penguins really for a couple of seasons now. So, but, yeah, we'll always look. Years from now, we'll be talking about back when Ovechkin faced Crosby. It was always fun.
What did you make, Bob? We're talking with Bob Grove, Penguins insider. Bob, what did you make of the whole benching of Kapanen the other night?
Not much. I mean, I don't get too wrapped up in that until a guy like him loses a lot of ice time over a longer period of time. I mean, there's something that Sullivan didn't like in that game, and he just said, just sit and think about it. Look, he's done this before. I mean, we've seen Mike Sullivan do this before to lots of players. So, it didn't strike me as an egregious mistake he made somewhere. And of course, Sullivan, as he's wont to do, did not want to talk about what it was that caused the benching. But, by all looks of it, Kapanen will be right back on Sid's line tonight. So we'll see how he does, so that the fire has been lit underneath him, and we'll see how he responds. I don't, for me, when I think about what I've seen from Kapanen so far, and it's a limited number of games, 13 games he's played for the Penguins, Paul. He disappears for me a few too many games where you just don't even notice him at all. He doesn't have to be scoring all the time. He's not a huge finisher. He's not a guy who's going to get you even probably 30 in his career. He's probably more like a consistent 20, 25 goal guy. But he's got, I think there's a whole different level of effort that he can put out that I haven't seen yet all the time. And I think that's what Sullivan wants to see from him.
Well, it's interesting. One of the things that has sort of coincided with this little winning streak and things is when they, sort of when Mike Sullivan jumbled up the lines a little bit and, moved Rust, down or whatever with Malkin. Is that something you think, is going to, stick for a long time, or was that temporary? Or?
Well, we'll know more when we see how Kapanen interacts with Crosby. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we all know that if you go play with Sid, it's not exactly like playing with a lot of elite centermen, and it's certainly not like playing with Malkin. So it's a different thing. He's not done it really, except for a game. So you got to give Kapanen a little bit of ability to get adjusted to what it means to play with Crosby. So we'll see. And if he finds that he can do it, then maybe he stays there. But hey, we've seen it before where it just doesn't work out, and they got to put him back with they got to move him somewhere else in the lineup and put Russ back there. And it also will have to do, Paul, what Malkin does. I mean, you can change the pieces all you want, but if Evgeny Malkin doesn't play significantly better than he's played through these 16 games, then I don't know that just switching guys around is going to do anything.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, that was the final question I had for you. Do you see any signs at all that he's starting to come around? Any at all?
I would say few. It's fair to say he's been a little bit more productive the last half a dozen games. He had a multiple goal, multiple point game the other night, his first of the season. And so, you're seeing a little bit more on the score sheet from him, but I'm still not seeing him execute on making the plays. I still see him thinking pass first, not shot first, and that's the wrong approach. He's when I see him on the power play, Paul, that's when you know it's not right. He doesn't seem interested in having the puck on the power play, as interested as he should be. And that's a big, big problem. That's one of the biggest things that's going wrong with the power play, is him specifically. They need more power play opportunities. I mean, there's not a lot of talk about that, but, you can't fix the power play if you're only getting one or zero chances. They've had a number of those games in the last six or eight. So, no, I'm not seeing a ton more from Malkin. A little, but not enough.
Yeah, I mean, they absolutely need that to happen. Well, Bob, I really appreciate you taking some time and breaking it down, and I hope you enjoy the game as much as I do.
Thanks so much, Paul. Great to be on with you.
All right. That's Bob Grove, Penguins historian. And we've got some breaking news we've got to get to. Maybe I'll just tease you. It's about Ben Roethlisberger. We've got to get to a break. It's 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.